In this video, I'm going to explain the basic mechanisms of inflation. Very simply put, inflation is when the average prices of goods and services in an economy increase. However, let's think about this. How could it ever be that the prices could rise across the board? Prices rise when demand is higher than supply. Let's pretend that there is such huge demand for coffee that prices rise to $100 a jar, but that coffee production is already at capacity. In that scenario, does everyone pay the $100? No, they'll switch to a cheaper economic substitute good, like tea. Economists call this positive cross-price elasticity. Since some people have switched to tea now, the coffee producers may start to lose out, and coffee is not clearing at $100, so the price must drop. Note that the price of tea, given this higher demand, will also increase, as the price of coffee adjusts by coming down and the price of tea adjusts by rising. Both commodities will reach new clearing prices. This is the real effect of competition. So unless there's a drastic increase in the total population, it's hard to see a scenario in which both tea and coffee real money prices rise simultaneously. And if you think this is just theoretical, in the real world here in the UK, as coffee sales rose, tea sales decreased. So let's ask again, how does inflation come about where prices rise across the board? Let's go back to our village from my last video, The Origin of Money. If you haven't seen it, I suggest going back and watching it now. So remember that in this village, gems had emerged as the natural commodity money used exclusively for exchange. And as things stand, there are 18 gems in this economy, and goods are selling for either one or two gems each. Now let's imagine that there's a good angel called the Britisher. The good angel Britisher is very kind-hearted but entirely ignorant of economics. The good angel Britisher wants the inhabitants of this town to be better off across the board. So overnight, he magically doubles the amount of gems that each person possesses. Very nice of him. But does he really change anything? You hardly need to know any economics at all to know that since the money supply has doubled, the prices in this village are also going to double. However, this doesn't happen straight away, so let's go back a moment and go through step by step to see how such price increases might come about. Now Mark, he wakes up early in the day after the good angel Britisher's gift and gets very excited to see his number of gems doubled. Being someone of extremely high time preference, he immediately trundles to Ruba's biscuit shop. Now, of course, Ruba has no idea at all that the total amount of gems has doubled in the village, and so is still selling his biscuits at the old price. Mark is able to get two helpings of biscuits for four gems, and he then beelines it to Bantu's egg shop and spends his two remaining gems on two eggs, again at the old price. Ruba, now flush with cash, also goes to Bantu's egg shop and buys up the remaining eggs. Bantu now has got 12 gems, but he's all sold out. So when Liz, who had a lie-in that morning for whatever reason, turns up at 8:20 a.m, Bantu has nothing left to sell her. No more gems for Bantu and no eggs for Liz. Ruba, who is a very canny operator and he lives just next door, gets wind of this. And when Liz pops into his shop to see if he has any biscuits left to sell, Ruba slyly offers his eggs up for sale too. But since eggs are now scarce, given that Bantu has sold out, Ruba charges double the price. He also, by this point, sensing that there is extra cash floating about in the system, chances his arm on doubling the price of the biscuits too. And since Liz needs to eat, and she has no other choice, she spends her 6 gems on a portion of biscuits and an egg. And so we get to the point where prices have doubled. Now, let's just review what's happened here. Ruba ended up with quite a lot of stuff. Bantu ended up with 12 gems. And as things stand, Liz and Mark have both the items they bought and the unsold stock of their shops, which we haven't seen. Let's convert everything here to gem values at the new inflated prices. Ruba has 22 gems in assets. Bantu has 12. Liz has 20. And Mark has made off like an absolute bandit with 24. So actually, the good angel Britisher's intervention did not have the effect of making everyone better off. It disproportionately rewarded the person who acted first in the market. Inflation rewards high time preference. This is worth remembering when thinking about who benefits from inflation and the possible motives of those who increase the money supply for whatever reason. Also note that Mark's good fortune came at Bantu's cost, who was punished for selling at the pre-inflationary rate, even though he could not possibly have known. Okay, let's add some complexity. We have a newcomer to the town, V, there he is. He opens a bank and for a small charge offers people to store their gems in his vaults. Here comes Bantu, and he's game. He'd like to put his gems in V's bank, and likewise Mark. And sure enough, everyone in the village stores their gems in V's bank. What's this? Ooh, Shinobi Yaka. He's come along, and he wants to get his 4 gems out of V's bank. But V doesn't want to go down into the vault and get the gems out physically. It will take too long, and Shinobi wants his gems right now. So we offer Shinobi the option of a redemption note instead. Although hesitant at first, Shinobi needs to buy something now and doesn't want to wait. So he takes the note and spends it on some bread in Sarah's bakery. In fact, V gives notes like this to all of his clients who turn up wanting their gems. And soon enough, everyone has these notes circulating instead of the physical gems that are in V's bank vaults. So far, so good, because there has been no increase in the money supply because V has written notes only for the gems he's holding. But what's this? Mark has fallen on hard times and goes to V asking for a loan of 8 gems. V agrees, as long as Mark pays him back 10 gems in a month's time. And so Mark gets a note for 8 gems. Shinobi also wants a loan and makes the same deal. In fact, V makes similar deals until he's loaned out all 36 gems that he has stored. So now there are 72 gems in banknotes in the system, but only 36 gems in the vaults. So now, out in our village, we effectively have a total money supply of 72 gems. And so, of course, just as before, the money supply has doubled. The prices in the economy will double. So this is one way in which inflation can happen. Banks can loan more money than they are physically holding using credit notes. The name typically given to this practice is fractional reserve banking. Now, before closing, I want to look at one more way in which the supply of money can be increased. Let's pretend that V, having grown rich and powerful as a banker, declares himself king of this village and the other people accept it. He is now effectively the government, and his bank becomes the official central bank of this village. That is, V is now officially in charge of the money supply. He wants to build some roads and so hires an out-of-town contractor to build one for him in exchange for a note of 16 gems. Of course, it doesn't actually matter by this point if V has got those 16 gems in his vaults or not. He just writes the note anyway. And since it is 8 a.m. before working on the road, our contractor hightails it to Ruba's biscuit shop to blow his earnings on biscuits. Now, Ruba has a note for the 16 gems. And of course, the total money supply has risen from 72 gems in notes to 88 gems in notes. And so there is more inflation. The total money supply has increased. And now everyone marginally increases their prices to adjust to the new money supply. Note that here, the contractor managed to get his biscuits at the old price, and Ruba ultimately was shortchanged. And that's inflation. Now get out.
And a very special thanks to Sir Percy Blakeney, the Crimson Satyr, the Ambivalent Onion, Andy Swainson, Bailey in Aurora, David Vacherche, Christopher Scholholm, Natural Rights, Binary Surfer, Holy Spatula, Hornito Jones, Kazga, Michael Tynan, Time Stealer, Toyo Tommy Ami, Tragic Vision, William Angus, Blake Barrows, and Edward Darrow.